I'm supposed to be picking this up. I better be doing something else. sorry to do it this way, but I really think, rather than to get all bogged down in a lot of reading that you have to wade through on this, maybe to just skip over the wave tops and then have you say, wait a minute, give me more of that, would be a better way to get into it.
Right.
And, give an introduction to such.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Moynihan sent you a very interesting speech that he gave the entering class at Harvard. It's typical Moynihan. It's about 90% fluff and garbage and posturing and so on. But there is one paragraph in it that's a hell of a paragraph. And so I thought I'd either leave it with you or read it to you.
What did
you do? Okay. He had to read two books, and I got into and then he goes into the whole thing about Harvard. And he starts out saying, a CCNY man may perhaps be forgiven the impression that Harvard has not been equal to the strains that have been imposed on it by these movements, speaking of a tyranny of the left. He says, one has a sense of a somewhat overbred community, speaking of Harvard, that had the instinct to bring in new blood, but did not understand that in doing so, it would bring in also new conditions of argument and resentment of its very existence. In the face of ideas that intend nothing less than the destruction of what Harvard has stood for, Harvard seems to have almost no defense save good manners. Now, he says, I do not underestimate the power of the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant being well-behaved. Scenes from Eugene O'Neill's The Hairy Ape come quickly to mind. Yet this is a form of passive defense more appropriate to the bondholder than to the guardians of a great university tradition. The fact, as I see it, is that the ideological initiative at Harvard has been conceded to the extremists. Many ignore their views, but few contest them. An occasional social democrat wandering in from CCNY rejoins the battle of his youth, but on balance, the intellectual tradition stands uncomprehending and not a little fearful before a still resolute politics of organized deception and violence, which is a legacy of the Stalinist